Kip shook his head.
Sorry, but no, he said. Jaina is Han's daughter just as much as Leia's, and that means only one parent is a Force user. Ben is the son of two parents who were both very strong in the Force. No offense to Jaina, but Ben has special destiny written all over him.
Luke's face fell, and Jaina could tell by the silence that followed that he saw the wisdom of Kip's suggestion, as did everyone else at the table. Abeloth had gone after Ben because of what Ben was, and that meant she had something special in mind for him.
Okay, Luke said at last. Abeloth wants Ben for a reason. Any ideas what it might be?
A chirrupy voice spoke up from the wall behind Jaina.
No specific ideas, Tickly said. But the time has come to discuss what we learned about Abeloth from the Killix.
By all means, if you think it will help.
Luke waved Tekli and Lobaka toward the open space on the other side of the table, then turned to the rest of the attendees and explained,
Jedi Lobaka and Tekli have just returned from a mission to learn what the Killix know about Abeloth. I understand that Jedi Thul was forced to remain behind in exchange for the information, but from the little I've heard about it, they've uncovered some very interesting history.
As Tekli stepped to the table, a sudden jolt shook the room, then quickly diminished into a series of sporadic shudders. Dorvan and several of the non-military personnel began to eye the floor with uncertainty and fear. Nek Boitu merely cleared his throat and muttered something about a blasted groundquake, but Jaina, and no doubt the other Jedi in the room, felt the wave of fear that came from the Galactic Justice Center. When she looked out the viewport, she saw that fissures had begun to appear in Fellowship Plaza's undulating deck, and now there were long columns of smoke rising through the cracks.
Maybe we'd better rush that strike on Pinnacle Platform, Kip suggested, before the Galactic Justice Center collapses into the Undercity.
Don't you mean before we finish a proper evaluation of the battlefield?
Nek Boitu countered.
Rushing into a fight half-blind has never saved a blasted thing, son. We'll all be better off if the Masters stay here and do their jobs. You're leaders, and leaders are supposed to plan and think, not rush into an ambush every time the enemy does something unexpected.
Kip's eyes widened at the Admiral's harsh tone, but he accepted the admonition with a graceful nod.
Valid points, Admiral. I yield to your wisdom and Master Skywalker's orders.
I agree with Admiral Boitu, Luke said. I've had my fill of walking into Abeloth's traps. We need to finish this briefing and come up with a plan.
Luke nodded to Tekli, who was standing at the table, barely tall enough for her short-snouted face to appear above the edge. Behind her, Lobaka loomed over the entire group like the furred giant he was, holding an oversized data pad in his hands. Tekli cleared her throat, then said,
Given the time constraints, this will be a brief summary of what we have learned. C-3PO is currently loading a full videographic account of everything we discovered into the Jedi archives.
Thank you, Luke said. I'm sure that will be helpful if we need to explore Abeloth's history in more detail.
Tekli looked up at him out of a single eye.
Trust me, Master Skywalker. You will need to explore it.
She snapped her fingers, and a panel of carved stone, done in low relief, appeared on the display.
The image depicted a jungle paradise, with a steep valley wall in the background and a swamp in the foreground.
In the middle ground was a clearing with an erupting geyser. Three ghostly figures were floating in the vapor cloud. A luminous-looking woman, a craggy warrior type, and a gaunt, bearded man with a fatherly bearing.
This is a panel from the Histories of Thurut,
Tekli explained.
The histories detail, among many other things, the birth of a family of Force entities whom the Killix call the Ones. The young woman they call the Daughter.